So really two fundamental things happened, I think, over the last sort of 4 weeks. If we take the permitting piece first, not only did we publish our FAST-41 approved new permit schedule, so that's a definitive, federally endorsed, federally managed schedule, which says that we will receive our final record of decision on the 5th of January, 2028. So, and the FAST-41 team now are managing the federal agencies to that. All of the agencies were involved in the conversation to get to that date. So everyone said, yep, we can do it. And there's now an internal federal process to sort of ensure that outcomes. They will align with that so that on the 6th of January, if everyone does what they say they're going to do, we'll have our federal permits and our state permits in hand, ready to go. So that's a substantially de-risked, definitive permitting schedule. And we're the first mine, literally ever, to have that with the state and the feds aligned. And we're only the fourth gold project to be under this covered, sort of expedited, if you like, or managed permitting system with FAST-41. We anticipate closing Goldstrike, you know, in towards the end of April. And that puts basically $30 million cash into Treasury in the next 18 months. And that really underpins our balance sheet going forward. So, you know, in one kind of relatively condensed period of time, we've basically got a definitive permitting schedule that the whole world agrees is the schedule and everyone's aligned. We've hit the first milestone on that schedule and we're off to the races. And we've secured the balance sheet in a very non-dilutive way to shareholders by taking significant value out of a non-core asset that really didn't have a lot of value in the share price anyway. So I think we've been disciplined. We've been deliberately engaging with authorities, and now we've got a group that's solely focused on Black Pine. We've got enough money, we've got the team, and we've got the permitting regime to get this done.
John Gilligan, Liberty Gold, good
Hey, Andy.
morning or good evening to you. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Yeah, good afternoon, mate. It's 3 p.m.
Afternoon.
here from Zurich. I'm very pleased to see you again.
Well, thank you for making the time to come on here. First of all, I want to just get your thoughts on the market in general, the gold market, and then the mining shares. We had this steep sell-off. It was like we had a parabolic move, I would call it, in January-ish. And then we had a somewhat of a topping, and then we just had a when something goes up as much as it does, usually have that side on the downside. So you had some aggressive selling in March. It looks like, and I thought other guests thought we had a bottom here, and we started buying into this pain. But just comment about that, about the value represented not only in yourself but all just mining shares and gold. And it looks like we had a bounce off of off all of that selling. Just give me your thoughts.
Yeah, Andy, so thanks very much. Appreciate the time to be on and have a bit of a chat with you. Look, I lots and lots of commentary about the gold price. As you rightly say, we were on a bit of a parabolic curve. It was all getting hot and heavy. Everyone's getting super excited. And as you know, that's never sustainable. That's just the nature of the game when you look at it's a sawtooth. But it feels, I think, to most people, and certainly to me, that it's a sawtooth with an upward curve. And you know, you go up to a top of a tooth and then you come down again, and then there's a bit of like, now where do we go? And it's felt to me, I guess, a bit over the last few weeks, and certainly with the backdrop of what's going on in Iran and that conflict, you know, that people have been searching for, oh, well, you know, what do I think about that? Is that good? Do I run to gold as a safe haven because it's a risky situation? Do I hold cash? I don't really know what to do. And I think you've seen, you know, the net result of a lot of people sort of trying to figure out what the strategy is. I believe now that that sentiment's matured a little bit, and people have realized that, you know, there is a life beyond that conflict. You know, both sides are trying to do something about it. It'll take a little while. But I think there's almost a sense now, well, you know, there's going to be a world beyond this, and so what do I do? And, gold, I think, continues to be a very attractive investment opportunity. And the developers, particularly inside that framework of, we've still got high gold prices, Andy, right? We're talking plus $4,000 an ounce, right? I mean, it's not like it went down to 1500. So gold and gold stocks, I think, tend still to be attractive. I think the projections of that metal price going forward are still robust. And if you look at, where's my upside opportunity in the gold space, it continues to be in developers. They continue to be undervalued relative to the metals outstanding, either in an explorer or a producer. And so, first money out tends to be developers. First money in also tends to be developers. And I think you're kind of seeing that. And I believe it's a bit of a roller coaster, but it remains a really exciting times for companies like Liberty that are systematically advancing through that development space. And I think what you get is you get the opportunity for the market to realize that instead of being a sort of a long-dated option on a possibility, those that are going through this systematically, and no doubt we'll talk about our permitting piece in a moment, those that are going through that systematically start to be viewed as, well, crikey, these guys might actually do it. And so the view becomes, it's an early investment in a builder rather than a late investment in a developer.
Good way to put it. Then let's talk specifically about Liberty Gold. You guys really caught the bid in what looks to be the bottom. You guys have been really strong here for the first from the first few weeks of March through now. So talk about that. Why is that? And these are just my words, but I want to hear it from you. I see this really not only it's just your progression coming from a developer, being in a developer going into producing. I just see this as just really you're following the Lassonde curve exceptionally well. But talk about that. And you also just filed a an NOI. Give me the news straight from your mouth.
Sure. So look, I think it was a pretty hectic month for us. We seemed to have press releases flying left, right, and center. And I think on two occasions we had two press releases out the same day, which isn't ideal, but sometimes that's just the way it has to be because of reporting requirements and material information. So really two fundamental things happened, I think, over the last sort of 4 weeks. If we take the permitting piece first, not only did we publish our FAST-41 approved new permit schedule, so that's a definitive, federally endorsed, federally managed schedule, which says that we will receive our final record of decision on the 5th of January 2028. So, and the FAST-41 team now are managing the federal agencies to that. All of the agencies were involved in the conversation to get to that date. So everyone said, yep, we can do it. And there's now an internal federal process to sort of ensure that outcome. So that's the first thing. And secondly, on that same note, the state agencies, for the first time literally ever in the history of US permitting, mine permitting anyway,
It's good
the
to know
state
people.
agency said, hey, we will agree that our piece in that, the state permitting process, the overall permits, and the state are responsible for a significant number of permits, but the most important being air quality, the second being the permit to use cyanide. Those two are key major permits. They've said that they will respect that 5th of January 28 deadline that the federal government has. They will align with that so that on the 6th of January, if everyone does what they say they're going to do, we'll have our federal permits and our state permits in hand ready to go. So that's a substantially de-risked definitive permitting schedule. And we're the first mine literally ever to have that with the state and the feds aligned. And we're only the fourth gold project to be under this covered sort of expedited, if you like, or managed permitting system with FAST-41. So we're super happy about that. And the first deadline in that process, or the first milestone in that process, is the approval of the NOI, the notice of intent. And that came out, I think, on the 2nd of March. And that is the document that kicks off the formal environmental study. So we're now off to the races in the formal NEPA process with a definitive timeline. So that's okay, an amazing step forward in our view.
It is. And let me interrupt you just really briefly. I was looking at your I was looking at a chart of the stock, and as I do usually a couple times a week, just to see where you guys are at. And it's interesting, when you filed this and started getting things fast tracked, that's really when your stock price started taking off again. So so there is a method to the madness, if you will.
There is.
Yeah.
So the other piece we did, we came out with as well, Andy, is you know, you and I have had conversations about the whole critical metals piece. We had that Antimony Ridge prospect that we'd found on the edge of the Gold Strike system. We picked up that gallium germanium ground around the old Apex mine, which was previously owned by Teck. You know, and we said late last year that we essentially were going to look at all of that as non-core assets and what were we going to do with them. We said we would hold the gold in Goldstrike back in and have a process on that, but that we would sell off or divest of the of those critical metals piece. Well, we achieved on both of those. We found a buyer for the germanium gallium ground around the Apex mine, that's Blue Moon, who purchased that property from Teck. So we did a very nice little deal with them. So
that's amazing.
Took that out of the portfolio. And then we, you know, we've been talking with Heliostar for a little while, and we were able to put together what we felt was a real win-win deal. You know, we got a great price for it, but we got a series of deferred payments, which I think was positive for the buyer. And it gave us enough money in those early years to absolutely guarantee our balance sheet all the way through the Black Pine permitting and the detail engineering. So a win-win for both companies. We announced that in this exact same time. We're in the close period now for that Goldstrike sale to Heliostar. We've closed the Blue Moon sale to the gauge sale to Blue Moon, and we anticipate closing Goldstrike, you know, in towards the end of April. And that puts basically $30 million cash into treasury in the next 18 months. And that really underpins our balance sheet going forward. So, you know, in one kind of relatively condensed period of time, we've basically got a definitive permitting schedule that the whole world agrees is the schedule and everyone's aligned. We've hit the first milestone on that schedule and we're off to the races. And we've secured the balance sheet in a very non-dilutive way to shareholders by taking significant value out of a non-core asset that really didn't have a lot of value in the share price anyway. So I think we've been disciplined, we've been deliberately engaging with authorities, and now we've got a group that's solely focused on Black Pine. We've got enough money, we've got the team, and we've got the permitting regime to get this done.
Yeah, it sounds really fantastic. And I would think discipline is the key word and focus, to two keywords, discipline and focus here. Love the deal with Heliostar. I know them very well. I'm also an investor in Heliostar. But you said something too that was win-win for everyone. And those are the best kind of deals. Best deals. Win for Liberty Gold, win for Heliostar, and win for the shareholders. So that, you have my applause. But take me now then
through. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I think the share price is, again, that's really all reflective in the share price. When all of this news was hitting the fan over the last month, and man, you guys have been busy. Just great news after great news, great news. You just really see you ramping up on the share price. Comment a little bit about just really value. There still is, but I want to hear it from you. Value in the share price of where it is now. I say despite but that's not a pejorative, despite this bounce. Talk to me about that and then work me through the rest of the year.
So look, it's always tough to make a prediction about share price and where things are going, right? Andy. But if I look at our market cap today, despite you know the movement we've seen, we're still, depending on who you believe, and you can look at our analysts, we're still sub 0.2 price to NAV as a developer. The developer average is a 0.35, shall we say, maybe 0.33, something like that. So we are still, I think the message is still getting out there about what we've achieved. And for me, what that means is we still represent a really compelling upside re-rate story. Even though you've seen a bit of that, we've not gone, in my view, all the way down the road on the basis of where we're at and where we're going. So I think, why Liberty? I think because we're not done yet, if you want to think of it in that sense, from a sort of value recognition in the market. The permitting news is literally days old, and it takes a while for people to understand. These are complex issues, and it takes a while for that to be communicated, for people to understand and sort of recognize that, oh, crikey, they're here, not there. And I think as that starts to filter through and people start to get the message around the focus, around the discipline, once we close Goldstrike, that's it, right? We are Black Pine all the way. And I think that will find some traction in the markets as we go forward. Inevitably, the gold price and the backdrop will have an interplay on that. But I for me, that's the story here. We're on the chart, moving nicely. I don't mind moving slowly on that chart, Andy. I think it's, to me, it's a sort of progressive recognition that these guys bring quality to the table in a sensible, determined, and delivered way. I want people to believe that we're not a sort of a one-flash wonder. We've got a sensible, disciplined team here that's working through a very clear goal. So nice and steady, and away we go.
Well, yeah, and that is all true that you said, but I would say I actually see also, and you won't say this, but I see a lot of aggression and a lot of sense of urgency just to get things out and focus. And so that's what I'm really appreciative of as an investor. John, I'm actually, Susie set this all up, so she gets all the credit. Can I hire her from you, please?
Not
But
a chance. Not
I'm coming to
a
see visit on site here, and she all credit goes to her to set all this up. So yeah, I'm really looking to forward to that. And then so all my viewers and listeners, be aware of that. That will drop sometime in May when I get back. But then yeah, comment a little bit about or just tell us about how people can find you that want to do the due diligence, that want to trade you and invest you. What are your ticker symbols and what exchanges are you traded on?
Of course, thanks, Andy. Yeah, and no chance. You're not found out, Susie.
I
Not a prayer, mate. I mean, you're
I'm
welcome to
kind of
try, but you're
joking.
welcome to try, but it's not getting my vote. So thank you. Appreciate the lead in. Liberty Gold. Our website is www.libertygold, all one word, .ca. We are listed on the TSX main board under the ticker LGD. And we're also listed on the OTCQX under the symbol LGD.TF.
Got it. And another here's some I don't want to say advice to you, but I'll give it advice. You're going so fast, you're working so hard, man. As a shareholder, I don't want to say slow down, but man, I hope you're taking your care of yourself and not burning it the midnight oil too much.
Well, I have to confess, I just took a few days off and had a very nice time in the beautiful village of Chablis in France. So I did take a little bit of time, but we're back at it this
Good.
week in Zurich, and yeah, we're having fun.
Yeah, good. Well, really good to see you. I'm looking forward to meeting the team and visiting the site in towards the end of this month, and give the team all my love and all the best. And I'm just let them know that I'm really looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andy. They're very excited to have you on site. I've already spoken to our site folk, and you'll get a good tour.
You're making me nervous now. Oh no, I better be on my
All
best behavior. All right, thank you. Take care.
the
Good to see you.
best. Take care, Andy.
Bye-bye.